Hi, you're listening to TechCast. This is Sam Downey. You're listening to the third episode of my special reports from Macworld Conference and Expo 2006 from sunny San Francisco. This podcast features interviews from the Macworld show floor featuring Craig Bayer, who's a wonderful musician and is also a really great tutor in everything creative, so video, music, from one of San Francisco's finest education establishments. Also be speaking to John, who's the CEO from iClear. iClear is a manufacturer of really great screen cleaning products for screens of all types, from laptops to desktops for Apple. You get all the details from John very shortly. To finish off, we'll speak to Shelley Brisbane, who's from Shelley's Podcasts. We'll find out all the information about what she does. She's also a really great, talented author and speaker. Also, I spoke to Key from Kagi. But first, let's hear from John from RadTech. So let's roll with this first report live from the Expo show floor at Macworld 2006.
I'm John Griskoviak. I'm the owner of RadTech, based in the United States.
What's RadTech all about? What's the products all about?
Well, we are all about protection and practicality. So our main focus is designing really solid protection, offering very rugged products for the people that need them. And we try to design in high style. And again, stuff that will last.
So we're here at Macworld Expo in San Francisco today, and you've got a whole range of products out on your booth. So if you can tell me, sort of go through a few that you have on your booth today.
Sure. We started with notebook computer products. I was formerly a software developer, and we were leasing notebook computers and saw very quickly a need to protect them to prolong their life. Have extended now into the iPod and MP3 player market. And our range of products, starting with the notebook gear, we tend to be focused on Macintosh computers. We've got many different products that help Macintosh notebooks withstand rugged use. Same with iPods. We're now branching out into offering some other unique solutions. For instance, we have a new line of hard disk drive enclosures that, again, are very, very tough. And we also are offering hardware encryption on these hard disk drive enclosures. So that's kind of a new thing we're pretty excited about. We also have a line of productivity products. We have Bluetooth mice, and we just released a driver for our Bluetooth mice that allow you to do all sorts of things with the mouse. It's a more full-featured driver than I think you'll find anywhere out there. And coupled with a RadTech mouse, you can do just about anything with a Bluetooth mouse. Mapping keystrokes, multiple keystrokes to buttons, assigning actions to buttons, even as far as giving you additional functionality on some of the buttons that you wouldn't normally expect or get in a mouse. So very excited about that.
Okay, so tell me about the cases you have on the stand to the left of us.
We distribute predominantly the STM line of notebook luggage. We have backpacks, messenger bags, padded sleeves, and we're also distributing the textile products, which are a line of use-in notebook cases and sleeves. These are cases that are unique in that your notebook sort of wears them. You don't have to remove your notebook when you open the case. You open the case and the notebook opens up and you're ready to work right out of the case, which can be pretty handy sometimes.
And also tell me about the various iPod cases you have. What's the different styles do you do?
RadTech's designed a line of iPod cases around a very unique fabric, which is exclusive to RadTech. It's called Optex. The fabric was originally conceived for polishing glass and plastic optics. We have sort of worked with the manufacturer and modified the fabric quite a bit. We've made it very thin so it can be used as a notebook screen protector, a screen cleaner, and also an LCD screen reconditioner. So for instance, if you've got key mark damage or abrasions on an LCD screen, our Optex fabric is capable of removing that damage and restoring an LCD screen to like new condition. We take that same Optex fabric in a heavier gauge, and we have a line of notebook sleeve cases that are very popular. We also construct iPod sleeve cases out of this fabric, which are very unique. There's nothing else like them, and they are our biggest selling product. Even though we carry a plethora of other types of iPod cases now, our Optex cases are, you know, head and shoulders, you know, in terms of volume above anything else that we do. So very excited about those. These cases offer full protection with almost zero bulk. They're available in six different colors, and the controls for the iPod are debossed into the surface of the fabric, and you can actually control the iPod right through the fabric. So
you have screen protectors. Are they screen protectors down there for the power buds?
Again, that's the Optex fabric. We call that, the name of that product is Screen Savers, and that those are the the sheets that protect the screen when the notebook's closed. You can also clean an LCD with them dry. You don't need any chemicals or sprays or anything to clean a LCD screen. And if the LCD screen is abraded or damaged, it can be repaired with that same device. So it's kind of a three-in-one product. Very popular.
Cool. So if you can tell me about your distribution, where can people find out more about Radtech and buy your products?
Well, I think the best way to find out about us is to go to our website, and radtech.com or radtechus will get you to our site. We have a retailer's link on the site, so no matter where in the world you are, you can look for a nearby dealer. Our website, we also, you know, ship worldwide. So if you can't find a dealer near you, you can order from our site. Our shipping rates are probably the lowest in the industry, and we ship anywhere on earth.
John, thank you for talking to TechCast today. Thank you.
No problem, Sam. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
John Jungheim. The company is Meridu Enterprises. We make iClear and ClearScreen products and ClearScreen for Dell products.
John, tell me more about iClear. Tell me about your product line.
Sam, we invented LCD screen cleaners 14 years ago. We had been making precision optical products prior to that, supplying people like Carrera for precision sunglasses, sport optics. Realized there was a market for laptop screens, more specifically PowerBook screens. Significance of that being that laptop PowerBook screens are acrylic or plastic as opposed to glass. And people hadn't experienced that before because the desktop monitors are big glass globs. At the time, in 1992, Apple was selling about 5,000 PowerBooks a month and did not have any cleaner that they thought they could recommend or that they could recommend to their customers. And the Apple company store in Cupertino started buying our product 13 years ago, and they have been carrying it continuously for the last 13 years.
So that's how it started. And then, obviously, has the product line rolled out to the other stores worldwide?
I guess what's most significant is we started off with one product, and we now have 25 different products covering everything from Dell to Sony to HP. Our newest product we've introduced here at Macworld is a high-definition screen cleaning kit for the plasma LCD televisions, home theater LCD projectors, and we'll be going into the mobile video GPS, mobile video, LCD displays.
So tell me about your product line.
We are a U.S.-based manufacturer. We own this formula. It's a patented formula we make on our own facility, unlike almost anybody else. Most screen cleaners are made by companies you've never heard of, and they're mostly glass cleaners, alcohol and ammonia. Alcohol and ammonia is a huge no-no when you're cleaning LCD plasma screens. The difference being is they're acrylic instead of glass. And so we developed the first non-alcohol, non-ammonia-based cleaner for acrylics, specifically LCD screens. But it is a patented formula. It's unique. It's proprietary. No other manufacturer uses a product. What really separates us, Sam, is that the manufacturers themselves have recognized our product as being unique. And it's the only product any of the manufacturers actually currently recommend, whether it's Apple, Dell, Fujitsu, HP, Mitsubishi, Panasonic, Samsung, Sony, ViewSonic. So that's what really separates us. The kinds of people whose recommendations you can't buy, who only will recommend something because their engineers are convinced, those are the people who are recommending our products.
That's good.
We don't do any commercial advertising of any kind other than we have our own website. We rely solely on manufacturers' recommendations and customer word of mouth recommendations.
So tell me about your product line you have in front of me at the moment. Tell me what's on offer to customers.
Well, one of the things we introduced about a year and a half ago was an iPod iBook PowerBook cleaning kit. Obviously, the iPod is the hottest accessory on the planet. People are frustrated because their iPods will scratch. If you use our cleaner on your iPod, it typically won't scratch. Our product does not remove scratches from an iPod that's already scratched, but continuous and consistent use of our product will actually dramatically reduce the amount of scratching you will experience on an iPod. So we make an iPod iBook PowerBook cleaning kit, compact kit. We also supply the world's finest polishing cloth. We supply this cloth to the motion picture studio cameras. We also supply it to people like NASA for the space shuttle and the space station and other kinds of camera equipment. So we have the world's finest polishing cloth and the world's finest optical cleaner that we package as a computer screen cleaning product instead of as a camera cleaner. So we take that one product, that one formula, we make it into three or four different kits. So we have one product, which is what we call an iClear single. An iClear single is a self-contained wet-dry pouch. The top part is a pre-dampened, moistened pad. The bottom is a dry pad. So you can carry these things in the jungle, in your back pocket, on a motorcycle ride, anywhere in the world. They have a shelf life exceeding 5 years. You can open it up, clean your eyeglasses, clean your iPod, your PowerBook screen, your telescope, binoculars, digital cameras, what have you. Completely self-contained kit. So that's our number one seller in the world today is what they call the iClear singles.
Yes.
And then the iPod, iBook, PowerBook cleaning kit. And then we have this hugely popular, what we call an Apple polish kit. Now, the funny thing about our product is totally non-toxic. So you literally can polish apples with it, and it will make an apple look absolutely beautiful. Not an Apple computer, but the fruit an apple. And you can actually eat it after you've polished it with our product. It's that non-toxic. And no other manufacturer can make that claim. It's 100% non-toxic. You could brush your teeth with it. You could make a margarita with it. So it's a food-grade product, which makes it totally unique. So it's safe around children. It's 100% non-flammable. If you're looking at a cleaning product and it says, warning, keep away from children or keep away from flame, you know you've got a product that's not safe. You would never want to touch your screen with those kinds of products. Unfortunately, Sam, the market is being inundated with cheap Me Too products. People have gone out and they've copied our names. They've copied all of our intellectual property. They want you to think that their product is the same as Clear Screen, which was our original product, spelled with a K, or the iClear product, and they're just not. They're just copies, Me Too's. A lot of stuff being brought in from the Far East. Endless line of different kinds of paraphernalia, but not a single one of them is recommended by a leading manufacturer.
I first met John at the Mac Expo a few years ago in the UK.
In London, great show.
And he was giving away all these free single clear screen pouches. I've been using the products, and on the day I bought there's a whole spray kit with a cloth, and I've just been using it all the time. That's the only cleaner that I use for my Apples and for my Macs. So tell me about the retail prices and how much it all retails for, John.
Well, Sam, our products have always been premium-based products. We appeal to the customer who has a premium iBook, PowerBook, high-end Dell, high-end Sony with the X-Brite screen, digital cameras of all sorts. We make a premium product, but the difference is that our product lasts longer than anything on the market. A 2-ounce bottle of our product will give you approximately 350 cleanings, which means technically you can clean it every day for a year. And that's a bottle that sells for $10.
Yeah.
An iPod kit is $19.95. Easily is a year's worth of cleaner for an iPod, but you also have a washable, reusable piece of micro chamois cloth that will last you for years and years and years. And you also have a mini chamois that you can take with you when you travel with your iPod or your iBook or PowerBook. Apple polish kit, U.S. priced at $24.95. A ton of product for the money. It's 5 ounces of fluid, big, huge 16x16 cloth. There's no cloth bigger in the market. Half a dozen travel singles. Excellent value. Enough to clean a computer screen, even a large LCD screen, 2 or 3 years. And the thing is, this product actually renews and protects the screen surface with an infinitesimally thin, renewable protective barrier that doesn't like to fingerprint, doesn't like to attract dust, and protects them. People come up, touch their screen, the oil and the acid in your screen doesn't damage your screen.
Where can people find out more information about iClear?
Websites, iClear.com, iKLEAR.com. We also have clearscreen.com and ClearScreen HD, which is our new high definition But as long as you spell clear the way we spell it with a K, just put in clearscreen.com, or if you just put in laptop cleaner or cleaners for Dell, we'll come up. So we have a website. We have a lot of good FAQs on our website, so you can go through and pick out which questions you might have. We have a real nice support group. So it's not available, unfortunately, in the big computer stores. The big computer stores want a product that's real cheap, that will pay them a lot of money to carry their product. We just don't do that. So you will have to work a little harder to find a product. It is in every Apple store, in the world, whether it's in Canada, England, anywhere in the United States, Japan, other stores, other online stores. But you can always go to ClearScreen or iClear.com and get some assistance.
Okay. Thank you, John, from iClear.com for joining me.
Thank you, Sam.
And for joining for TechCast. That's great. Enjoy Macworld while you're here.
We will. We hope we'll see you maybe next year in London for the new show.
Let's hope so. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, welcome back to TechCast. It's Sam Downey here, reporting from Macworld's Conference and Expo in San Francisco. I'm at the moment speaking to Key. Good afternoon, Key.
Howdy, howdy.
So tell me about CarGeek and what it does. What do you offer?
We're e-commerce, outsourced e-commerce for anyone who has products that they want to sell. So essentially, here at Macworld, most of the people that know us have either bought software from us or they sell software through us. But we also do hardware, hard goods, we do donations, you know, a whole slew of anything basically that people want to sell. You can think of us as, yeah, we're the online store. So basically we handle everything from the way it normally works is you have a website where you have products that you're selling. And people find your website, they look at your products, descriptions, they decide that they want to buy them. It'd be a link, buy now, or something like that, that takes them to your order page on our secure server that lists just your products.
Okay.
So then what they would do is they would select your products that they're interested in purchasing. We collect their credit card information. We process the credit cards. If it's software, we deliver the registration codes. If it's content, we can provide URLs so they can download that. And if it's physical goods, you know, then we would send a notification to you so that you would know that you need to ship the physical goods to them. And we handle everything. We handle sales taxes, VAT, all the security that's required for credit card usage. We have pretty much all the major credit cards, 6 different currencies. The store is written in 13 different languages, translated into 13 different languages. So essentially we're the global store for a lot of people who create products.
So if people want to sign up and use your service, how would they do that?
So basically they'd go to the website, www.kagi.com. There's a link there for suppliers and something that says supplier sign up. They go through the process where basically they're giving us the information that we need to be able to pay them. So like who they are, where they're located, and then once they're approved, we create their store page for them. We give them a login, and they're able to access it and, you know, add products and start selling.
Have you been to Macworld before?
Oh, yeah. Since the very beginning.
So tell me more about the company. When did it form and how did you get involved with it?
Okay, so the company started in 94. At that time, I had been building the trade show networks that were here at Macworld. For quite a while, we had large Apple Talk networks that spanned the entire show floor and connected to the outside world. And so I was looking for something to do other than consulting, because I'd been doing network consulting for many, many years. And I noticed on several of the mailing lists that every once in a while, like once a month, somebody would write an email basically saying, hi, you know, I tried to pay for this software product. Why? You know, the check came back. I sent them an email. It bounced. You know, how do I, like, pay for this? And it occurred to me that I could probably solve that problem. So I approached a half a dozen shareware authors at the time and mentioned the possibility of me doing payment processing for him, me being their store. And they all said, no thanks. And then about 6 months later, I ran into Peter Lewis, who has a company now known as InterArchy. And he's from Australia. And he was lamenting that he was having a difficult time collecting for his FTP product because he lived in Australia, didn't have a merchant account, yada, 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 all these various different things. And so, I've sort of solved that problem, and we decided to make a go of it. He became my first supplier, and then it just sort of grew from there. At the time, everyone was doing file transfers via FTP. The web didn't really hadn't taken off into its own yet.
One thing which I'll talk to you about is the Netters Dinner,
yes,
which you're involved with. How many years have you been involved with the Netters Dinner, and what's it all about?
Okay.
So
initially, back in the days when email addresses had exclamation marks between the various different machines and the internet was not really something that mere mortals could attach to, the folks that were connected to the internet had a mailing list, and they would basically communicate with each other. And so they got to know each other via the internet and didn't really know everyone from, you know, physically. And since a lot of them were Macintosh people on the Macintosh groups, the decision was made by John Pugh to have a dinner, a Chinese dinner. So he basically organized a Chinese dinner, and everybody started showing up. Well, eventually it grew to be very large, and he asked me to handle the collecting the money for it. So basically, Kagi started handling the money for it, probably, I don't know, 10 years or so. So basically we sell dinner.
Where can people find out more information about the software and sign up to?
For Kagi, it'd be www.kagi.com, and pretty much all the information's online. And for individual pieces of software or products that we sell, really the best thing to do is to go to a website, a search engine, search for whatever you're looking for. And when you find it, you know, if it turns out that it's being sold by Kagi, you click on the links and, you know, you just follow it through. We're not really in the business of marketing and selling, marketing people's software or products to get people to buy it. We handle all of the things that they can potentially outsource to someone else so that they can focus on the things that only they can do.
Thank you for talking to your TechCasts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome out to TechCasts. I'm now speaking with Craig Abair, who's from San Francisco State University, the College of Extended Learning, and he's from the music department at the college. So, Craig, welcome to the program.
Well, I'm the director of digital media and entertainment programs, so it includes digital filmmaking, cinema, and music recording industry program, multimedia, you know. Basically, everything that everybody uses a Mac does nowadays.
So tell me about the courses that you offer.
Well, we often offer a lot of different courses, that some of the, which are actually can be inclusive within a certificate or even a major. However, we get a lot of professionals who come in who need to keep themselves updated in the latest software. So we offer a lot of software classes, Final Cut Pro. You know, of course, we offer the authorized training courses in both Final Cut Pro and other Apple products, DigiDesign. But we also offer a lot of aesthetic and business classes so that people actually can survive. You know, they may be great artists, but, you know, how do you survive, especially with the feeding frenzy that's going on around here today?
Tell me more about yourself, because I gather from your website you're a photographer and also a musician. So tell me more.
When I was a kid, I used to call myself and my friends polyologists, and now I think it's just very commonplace. I think, you know, Steve got it right when he said the digital hub, because we all have ears, and we have eyes and mouths, and many of us can use all of them. And so it's very commonplace now for people to be multi-artists. And so my background is in music and in film, and never even considered my background as a photographer, although I've been photographing concerts since I was a kid as one of the things I do, because I just always did it. I could see, especially working on the Mac, it's every step of the way in my life. It's always allowed me to do what I do, and now it's just all connected.
Tell me about your Macworld experience. How many years have you been to Macworld, and what have you done here?
Well, we've had a booth at Macworld since 98. However, I wasn't a staff member at the university since then. I used to pop in and teach courses here and there. But I've been involved with bringing us to Macworld since 2000, 2001. And, of course, our booth has grown every year. And I also do contract work with Apple and a lot of collaboration, doing a lot of really interesting projects with them.
What like?
Well, one of the projects that I'm doing with them right now is involving concert photography. The big concert event coming up later in the year, and we're looking at maybe doing an on-the-spot production of live photographs for benefit of an important local charity and of famous artists who are performing at the show. So having a whole production suite, or I should say post-production suite backstage, to be able to on the fly produce photographs and make them available, you know, in limited edition to the general public, it's going to be an exciting thing.
So where can listeners find out more information about the college?
Finding out more about the college, our website is www.cel.sfsu, www.colleofextendedlearning.edu, which stands for www.colleofextendedlearning.sanfranciscostateuniversity.education.
And how about yourself? Do you have a website?
I have a website. It's abaya.com, A-B-A-Y-A. At one time in my life, I was doing a lot in the web design field, especially during the boom. I'm located here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And so as a result, still have a website. But of course, I will mention that the cobbler always has the worst shoes. So don't be kind of forgiving when you come to it. But you could learn a little bit more about me if you happen to be interested. And if you need to get in contact with me about the university or any other thing involving Macintosh and media.
I've been speaking to Craig Abeya from the College of Extended Learning in San Francisco. He's also a wonderful musician, so if you go down to his website, you'll be able to hear some tracks and see his concert photography. Thank you for talking to TechCast, Craig.
Thank you so much, Sam.
I'm now talking to Shelley Brisbane. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, if you could, tell me all about yourself. What do you do?
I'm a writer primarily of technology books on the Macintosh and also in the networking and web design world, and I've worked for a number of Macintosh magazines as well.
So, tell me what your podcasts are all about.
My main show is called Shelley's Podcast, really clever name, I know. It's a combination of audio blog and technology commentary, and just it's sort of an experiment in the medium of podcasting, and just I'm sort of honing my chops as a podcaster through that show, and so it's fairly free form. Then I've got a couple of other podcasts that are about essentially about classic film and old-time radio, and those are just more extensions of hobbies and interests that I've already had, and using a vintage radio program as the main content, and then I do a little bit of explanatory commentary before the show. So I have three shows total.
Tell me about your books.
My book that'll come out, I believe, in early April is called Easy iPod and iTunes. It's a full-color beginner's guide to how to use the iPod and iTunes step-by-step. And, you know, the book for your mom, if somebody gave your mom an iPod, as opposed to experienced seasoned iPod users, probably wouldn't get a lot out of it. But it's great for people who are a little shy of technology and need some visual help. There's a lot of photographs and a lot of step-by-step stuff. I've also done the Mac Addict, two editions of the Mac Addict Guide to Living the iLife, which is a sort of Mac Addict magazine-themed book for beginning and intermediate users of the Apple iLife suite. Did a bunch of books on Adobe Go Live and a book on wireless networks, and I think I'm up to 12 books now. I think that's the last count. I kind of lose track at some point.
Did you enjoy Macworld Conference and Expo 2006?
I mostly enjoyed it. It was usually an opportunity to see a lot of old friends and see new products, and always the entertainment of the Steve Jobs keynote. It was pretty physically tiring for me, but Macworld is always a highlight of my January. So yeah, I had a good time.
So if you can tell, this is where they can find out more information about you.
My website is brisbane.net. That's brisbin.net. And there are links to all the books I've done and articles I've written, as well as to all the podcast sites. So that's pretty much where you ought to start.
Shelley Brisbane, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
I thought I would finish off this special report from Macworld Conference and Expo 2006 with music taken from the John Lennon Education Bus. The Education Bus is a huge recording studio facility that travels around the United States to all the schools. It's a non-profit organisation, and they take around this huge recording studio around the schools, and it just lets kids create music and also create their first music video. And I thought I'd play you this track, which features a guitarist from the Grateful Dead. For more information, you can grab it from their website at www.jlsc.com. That's a John Lennon songwriting competition, and you'll get all the information about the current songwriting competition, plus information from the bus. And check out this wonderful tune, which was recorded at Macworld Conference and Expo 2006.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Sam Downey's TechCast, which was recorded at Macworld Conferences Expo 2006 in San Francisco. My thanks to Key from Cargi Software, to John from iClear, to John from RadTech, to Craig from Abeya.com, and also to Shelley Brisbane from Brisbane.net and Shelley's podcasts. Sam Downey's TechCasts is presented, produced, and edited by Sam Downey. For more information, go online at www.dsounds.co.uk, where this will give you all the information and show notes for TechCasts, plus a site features free downloads for Mac OS X, and my other podcast series called Straight Out of Bristol, all about the famous Bristol music scene, which is also available on iTunes Music Store for free. This is Sam Downey signing off from Macworld Expo and Conference 2006. Thanks for listening. See you next time.